So let's cover intentional torts. An intentional tort requires intent. That's why it's called intentional tort, the intent of the perpetrator. Intent does not necessarily mean that the person accused the tortfeasor, right, intended to harm someone. It means that the actor intended the consequences of an act or knew or should have known that certain consequences would result from an act. The law generally assumes that individuals intend the normal consequences of their action. Intentional torts fall in two categories: intentional torts against persons and intentional torts against property. Let's now talk about intentional tort against persons.